Hi, folks. How can I help you?
Hi. My boyfriend and I were wondering about exploring Denali National Park by bicycle. Is that possible?
Oh, are you from Britain?
Well, I'm British and he's American.
Well, of course, it's possible to cycle, but I don't suppose you have brought your own bikes with you, have you?
No, we haven't, but we saw some bike rental places just outside the national park entrance.
Cycling is certainly a great way to explore Denali National Park. You can ride the whole length of the Denali Park Road, but it's over 90 miles to the end. Were you thinking of staying overnight in the park?
We only wanted to spend the day. Can you suggest some options for us?
Well, you can start from the park entrance and turn around at some point. But I'd suggest you take the free shuttle bus into the park and get off at Savage River.
Why is that?
The first 15 miles of the park road are darn steep and are used by cars as well. Our shuttle bus will take your bicycles further into the park to bypass the worst of the traffic.
We actually wanted to have a good view of the summit of Denali. Is that possible from there?
You get amazing views all the way from Savage River to Igloo Creek Campground. That takes around 2 to 3 hours by bike. Once you're there, you can take the shuttle bus or cycle back to the park entrance. It's all downhill.
Great, sounds good. Are there any restaurants along the road?
No, I'm afraid not. You'd have to pack your own provisions. But there are a lot of restaurants north and south of the park entrance which sell pre-packaged food for you to take into the park.
What about water?
There are several water filling stations along the way, in accordance with our sustainability policy. We're trying to eliminate the use of throwaway plastic bottles inside the national park. And please use the recycling points.
Yes, of course. Do we need to look out for bears? I've heard that there are a lot of them inside the park.
Both black and grizzly bears live in the park. The usual safety advice concerning bears is summarized in this leaflet. Please take a copy with you and follow the advice.
Thank you.
And the bicycles you can rent are also equipped with a bear spray. You can watch a short video on how to use it on that display right behind you. But you should stay clear not only of bears, but of other wildlife as well, if you encounter any.
Thank you very much for your help. That has certainly given us a lot to think about.
No problem. That's what we're here for. Have a great trip, and don't forget that bear.